Usually I pick up my Bible at this point and everyone goes, So I won't do that to you tonight because the Lord has spoken to us. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if we have not heard anything else, and we would just take that one thing and let that be the compass of our lives. To do His will. And so the Holy Spirit needs to write that upon our hearts. Lord, take from my heart any love for this world. We heard about the jealous love of God this morning, and I think it's somewhat explained in that verse. Because if you love the world, or anything in the world, the love of the Father is not in Him. It's all or nothing. And yet we like to have it somewhere in between. When the Bible is so clear. No other gods. No other loves. No other worships. First night, or the second day that we were here, my family sang together. My father, on the way up, he said, oh, I'd like to sing something as a family. And Phil, if you would find that song for us on the organ. It was a song that we sang as a family when I was growing up. And it was something that, or a song that seemed everywhere we went, or anytime we were given opportunity to sing, this is the song that we sang. And I'd like to sing it with Phil. And if Dad can remember the words. And now Phil's not going to find it. You know the words, Dad?
I know part of it. It might come back to me.
You have to give nothing less. soul, and spirit for the Master to possess, working out His will and purpose, offer Jesus nothing less.
Hallelujah. And so tonight we want to just offer ourselves again to Him. To do Thy will, yes, that is all. To do Thy will, obey Thy call. To follow on where Thou dost lead, to do Thy will is all I plead. Lord, we do believe that You have a plan. You know exactly what You would like to do with each of us. And so I pray there would be a great desire in our hearts to, first of all, to know Your will. And then to love Your will and to do it. And so, Lord, we're before You tonight. We bow our hearts. We want to surrender our wills to You. Not my will, but Thine be done. Offer Jesus nothing less. Again, Lord, we thank You for calling us. Give us ears to hear Your voice.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for the message that our Sister Marie has proclaimed to us, O God. And we pray that our hearts will run after Thee, O God, and long to follow You and to do Your will, O God. Work in us, O God. Give us that determination to love You and to do Your will, O God, for Your name's sake. Help each and every one of us this night to embrace the will of God. Jesus.
I'd like us to take our camp books and we'll sing that song, Sweet Will of God. I'd like us to do that on our knees, but before you go to your knees, if you're able, I need to make an announcement, and that's that tomorrow morning we will have our time of worship here at 9:15, not 9:30, 9:15 in this room. So you don't need to bring your Bibles to the table. Just come with an appetite, and then we'll come here for a short time together. As I said, the Hofflanders and Echeverias will be leaving us before breakfast. And so, Lord, I just pray for traveling mercies as they make that long trip back home. We thank You for the fellowship that we have enjoyed, the sweet fellowship we have enjoyed. But most of all, we thank You for the work that You are doing in our hearts. And so we have that mutual faith and love for one another, that He who hath begun a good work will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So take each one of them on in You, I pray. Accomplish Your will and purpose over them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 88. And let's sing that, as I said, on our knees. And we'll close with that song. And then let's talk to God about the things we've heard.
Ooh.